by knowing the importance of the chanting the holy names of Krishna, that one's appreciation and attention on the holy name can be increased. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Bhajanera Madhya means amongst all types of devotional services. Bhajanera Madhya Sreshta Navavida Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti. It is said, amongst all types of devotional service, the ninefold Navavida Bhakti, beginning with the Shravan Kirtan, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, this Navavida Bhakti is a Sreshta. Why? Because it bestows love of Krishna and Krishna upon the devotee. This ninefold path of devotional service. And then he says, Taramadhya Sarva Sreshta Nama Sankirtan, he says, even amongst the ninefold path of devotional service, the most Sreshta is Nama Sankirtan, or the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So, we will find in Srimad Bhagavatam also, the Bhagavatam begins with the glorification of holy name. In the middle, at the end of Ajamila's section, there is a profuse glorification of the holy name. In fact, the whole Ajamila pastime was spoken only to illustrate the power of the holy name. And at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam concludes with establishing holy name to be the supreme shelter. Nama Sankirtanam Jasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanah Tam Namami Harim Param. With this, the Srimad Bhagavatam ends glorifying Krishna's holy name to be the destroyer of all types of sins, and Krishna's holy name to be the supreme shelter for all living beings. By bowing down to that Krishna, by chanting the holy name, one can attain the supreme shelter. In fact, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once gave explanation that all the five potent forms of devotional service, they all are practiced in order for one to develop taste for the holy name. As we know the five processes, sadhu sangha, we associate with the saintly persons so that we may also develop taste for hearing Krishna's glories and for chanting Krishna's names. That's why we do sadhu sangha. And sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavata shravan. Why do we do bhagavata shravan? Again, to develop the ruchi for chanting the holy name. Because the nashtaprayesh abhadresh nityam bhagavata seveya, when that abhadras are destroyed in the heart, then one's eagerness for hearing Krishna's glories increases, and when one hears Krishna's glories, then one will chant Krishna's glories also very joyfully. Just like the Vajabhasis, they delight hearing the everyday activities of Krishna in the forest. So when they delight in hearing about Krishna's pastimes, then they also frame poems glorifying those pastimes of Krishna that include many Krishna's names. And Mathura Vas, or the staying in the holy dham, is done by the great saintly person so that they can take shelter of the dham and have an opportunity to constantly chant the holy name in the dham. That's why they take shelter of the dham. And Shri Murti Raseva is actually worship of the deity. As Jiva Goswami mentions, should always be accompanied by the chanting of the holy names. And the Nama Kirtan is directly Nama Kirtan. So in this way, once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati showed how, in fact, all the five potent forms of devotional service are done so that one can gain a good focus on chanting the holy names of Krishna. So by knowing this, one can keep the chanting of the holy name as the highest pedestal in one's spiritual life. Sometimes it is often seen that so many things are given importance, like Several announcements are made, several news is passed, and everything happens till, sometimes it happens till almost 6:45, and then it is said the next 15 minutes we will be going for parikrama now. Many times people say now we will go for Vrajamandal parikrama or Gauramandal parikrama in next 15 minutes, and whenever you chant, the chanting will be done while walking in the parikrama. So that is a practical example of how sometimes the holy name is not highlighted. So the morning program Srila Prabhupada made with keeping this chanting of the holy name in the center. Time given between 5:30 to 7:15, the chanting time should be taken full advantage of for developing attraction and taste for the holy name. Because when we develop taste for the holy name and we gradually develop the inner strength, that will actually take one far away from Maya. Because that's how actually one develops a higher taste in spiritual life. In the spiritual knowledge, I recently was reading about 20 or 25 benefits that the holy name bestows upon the sadhaka. So these benefits may not be immediately fathomed by a sadhaka, but one who is sincerely taking to the chanting of the holy names of Krishna will gradually observe these benefits manifesting in his life. So the chanting of the holy name, we should read the glories, as Bhaktisan Saraswati said. He said, by hearing the glories of the holy name again and again repeatedly, the conditioned soul who is adamantly refusing to savor this great nectar, he will actually be turned to turned towards the holy name to take it seriously and pay little attention to it. So let us remember these glories as Nam Sankirtan kept in the highest pedestal amongst even all the other processes of devotional service. Harinam.